I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. A bill to replace Georgia's 27,000 voting machines moved forward Thursday. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the legislation not only recommends new machines, it also makes sweeping revisions to the state's election code.
After 3 days and closer to 10 hours of testimony, the House Governmental Affairs Committee passed the bill 13-6, but not without a few changes. Democratic House Minority Leader Bob Trammell says he added an amendment in subcommittee that would approve voter registrations that don't exactly match state or federal databases as long as a voter brings proper ID to the polls.
The First Amendment that went through addressed the issue of exact match, and the amendment that we offered was modified and amended in committee.
The bill can now move to the House floor. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Capitol.
A state Supreme Court ruling this week could affect hundreds of pending DUI cases in Georgia. The court ruled that refusing to take a breath test cannot be used as evidence in a criminal trial for driving under the influence because the provision violates the Georgia Constitution's protection against self-incrimination. Now, public prosecutors are reviewing pending DUI cases to see if they are affected by the decision. Officers are still allowed to give field sobriety tests. And the four-story tall, longer than a football field depiction of the 1864 Civil War Battle of Atlanta is ready to be seen again after being hidden from the public for over 3 years. After completing a $36 million restoration, the Atlanta History Center opens Cyclorama, the Big Picture, today. It was originally created in Milwaukee but moved to Atlanta in 1892. In 2014, the city of Atlanta made an agreement with the History Center to restore it. Atlanta History Center President Sheffield Hale says the exhibit includes some modern touches that give it context for today.
We're going to project the current skyline of Atlanta onto the painting, and you'll understand that you live and work and travel through a battlefield every day.
The Atlanta History Center is open daily 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. State agencies would soon use a central database to share and store information under a bill in the State House. The Marietta Daily Journal reports the Division of Family and Children's Services, courts, health agencies, and the Correction Department currently keep their records siloed and rarely share information. House Bill 197 would create the Georgia Data Analytics Center, combining information from many agencies. The Governor's Office of Planning and Budget would also connect state agencies so they could work together on issues like addiction treatment and child welfare. The bill passed the House Budget and Fiscal Affairs Oversight Committee unanimously. And Macon Bibb leaders are calling for an investigation after some 70 people were displaced due to unsafe living conditions at an apartment complex. Residents of Crystal Lake Apartments were evacuated earlier this month. The Telegraph reports little headway has been made to allow people to move back in. At a special call meeting Thursday, county commissioners heard updates on the complex in West Macon. And three commissioners said they'd like the sheriff's office to look into the management company's treatment of renters. The apartment complex is owned by Crystal Lake Holdings, LLC, based in Alpharetta. The last known owner did not respond to a Telegraph email for comment. And in sports, Atlanta United lost their first game in the CONCACAF Champions League tournament in Costa Rica last night. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Atlanta fell to the home team, Herediano, by a final score of 3-1. United were the favorites entering the match, but costly mistakes like this one in the opening minutes proved too much to overcome.
That's a poor mistake in the back. Here's the chip attempt, and it's in for Herediano.
The second game of the series will be played at Kennesaw State University on Thursday. The winner will ultimately be decided by aggregate score, with goals on the road serving as the tiebreaker. That means a 2-0 victory for Atlanta would be just enough for United to advance. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, @GPB News.